And next on our Art in the Air Spotlight, we have Dave Casarda. He's the CEO of Duneland YMCA, and he's going to talk to us about an event which they have again called Dancing Like the Stars 2020. Dave, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, tell us a little about first the history of and how you're doing this and who's involved with Dancing Like the Stars here in Chesterton.
Absolutely. So before Dancing Like the Stars, it actually started as the Womanless Beauty Pageant. And that predated me, but it sounded like they had a lot of fun. And that program ran its course. And then they started with Dancing Like the Stars. This actually is our eighth year doing the production, and it has grown now. This is our fourth year holding it at Blue Chip. Historically, we've had crowds as high as 600 people in participation or viewing the event, which is a pretty big crowd for a town.
That's an impressive audience.
Very much
Yeah, it is. And we highlight local celebrities. So each person who dances receives 20 dance lessons with a local professional, and they choose their theme, they choose the music, and then the night of the event, they perform in front of the crowd. Now, this year, because of the pandemic, we've had to be creative. All of the dances will be recorded. They have one shot at it. So if there's an error, they just like in real life, they have to keep going. So we will pre-record it. We will have live MCs that will still be at Blue Chip the night of the event. We will feed the dances, and then we'll do interviews and such. The whole production takes about 90 minutes.
Very good. The and it's running on Saturday, November 14th. So the purpose of the Dancing with the Stars is not just to have fun. It's to help out your program. So tell us how that will help out Duneland YMCA.
Yeah, so you're exactly correct. There are two benefits of Dancing Like the Stars. First is education. We take two very small segments, 2 minutes apiece, and which we refer to as mission moments. And we talk about some of the aspects of the why that people frankly don't know or don't understand that we are involved in. And then the second portion is raising money. Each year, the Duneland Family YMCA distributes about $200,000 in financial subsidy to families and individuals. And obviously, being a nonprofit organization, we have to go out and raise those dollars. So historically, our annual support campaign, which runs in the spring, raises about $125,000. And then the goal of Dancing Like the Stars is to raise the remaining amount.
So, Dave, are there still sponsorship opportunities still available, like viewing opportunities or hosting a watch party for Dancing Like the Stars?
Yes, there absolutely are. And this year, the sponsorships are going rapidly because we're not limited to the 600 people that are sitting inside a Blue Chip. Being an online event, we're going to have viewers all over the United States. So this is a really good opportunity to secure marketing. And very honestly, most of our sponsors at this point do it for the marketing opportunities. So I can be reached at the Duneland YMCA if anyone is interested in those opportunities, or as you mentioned, for a link to gain access to the event to view it on November 14th.
Who are some of your stars that you have dancing?
Sure. So we're really excited about this year's class. We have Jen Brown, who is the marketing director for Cap Trust Lakeside Wealth Management. We have Ernesto Martinez, who is the superintendent at Discovery Charter School. We have Dr. Matt Rachalski from Franciscan Health. We have Garrett Seamus, who is from Davies and Associates Land Surveying. Alyssa White, who is the aquatic and sports director at the Duneland YMCA, and Leslie Woods, who works for Cavalier Distributing and Active Grill in Chesterton.
So they'll actually be doing the performances pre-recorded, but where are they doing that at?
Well, those are in a variety of locations. So I hate to give up any secrets because the locations will match the theme of their dance. And there are several surprises that I am eagerly anticipating. Yeah, I'm excited to see how they pull it off.
So are the lessons still done at Dance Biz
Yes, the lessons are Dance Biz, and they are great friends of the YMCA. They not only help with this, but Katrina Russin, who is the owner of Dance Biz, also does all the choreography for us for free as a donation for the Y. And they're right on Calumet Avenue in Chesterton, and we couldn't do it without our friends at Dance Biz. They are extremely generous. And you know, the one aspect of this that many of the dancers don't realize, once they complete this process, many of them then go back to continue dancing. They've really enjoyed it. They bonded with the folks they were dancing with, if that's a spouse or friends, and it turns into something greater than just a one-night event.
Well, Dave, we'd like to thank you for being Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Dave Casarda, from CEO for Duneland YMCA, dancing like the stars on November 14th. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.